امیر کبیر خیام مولانا افیسنا خوارزمی Iranian notables, sources of global honor.
Dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode of this series, Iranian notables, sources of global honor. Today we continue to discuss the life of renowned preacher and mystic Bahauddin Walad Muhammad ibn Hussein Khatibi, popularly known as Baha Walad, Sultanul Ulama. Baha Walad was a well-known preacher and mystic of Khorasan region in the 6th and 7th centuries A.H. and the father of acclaimed Iranian poet and mystic Jalaluddin Muhammad Molavi. Baha Walad's father, Hussein ibn Ahmad Khatibi, was one of the virtuous figures of his era. Baha Walad's family lived in the city of Balkh. He was born into a well-established and devout family in the city of Balkh, which was one of the important cities of Greater Khorasan region. In a sign of loyalty to the background of his ancestors, he became a mufti, travelling throughout the cities of Khorasan, Transoxiana, Turkestan and Khwarezm, in the line with the common tradition of his contemporary preachers. Whichever city he travelled to, and wherever he stayed, he preached in mosques and lectured in schools. His lessons were highly attractive and significantly different from the lessons of other ulama and theologians. Based on a number of biographies, Baha Walad decided to emigrate from the city of Balkh because of Khwarezm Shah's injustice and upon hearing the news of Mongol raids against Iran. Baha Walad, in the company of his family members and associates, resided in Iraq and Sham for a while, and thereafter travelled to the eastern regions of Asia Minor. In these regions, the spoken language was Farsi, hence his preaching sessions were warmly welcomed by the public. After a number of short and long journeys to different cities of Asia Minor, Baha Walad settled down in the city of Faraman in modern-day Turkey. Given that Farsi language was commonly conversed in this region, his preaching lessons drew the attention of many. Throughout all these years of migration, this Turkish city was the first location which was highly appropriate for his long residence and lecturing sessions. The governor of this city, upon the entry of Baha Walad, named a school after him. This Turkish city was beautiful and possessed ample water sources. A number of magnificent works of art remain in this city, from the Byzantine era and even the era of ancient Greece. This city was attacked on several occasions by the Crusaders. However, in Baha Walad's era, that city was within the Islamic territories and was a suitable location for living and preaching. Administration of the affairs of the school, which was constructed for his sake, in addition to his lecturing sessions, made Baha Walad dependent on this city, up to an extent that he rejected the invitation of the leading figures of the city of Konya for travelling to that city, which was the capital of the Seljuqid king. Thank you. Bahawalat, throughout his years of residence in the city of Faramon in present-day Turkey, held several enthusiastic and lively preaching sessions. Meanwhile, the insistence of the East Roman Seljuqid ruler, Alaeddin Kayqubad I, on the residence of Bahawalat in the city of Konya led to the latter's migration to that city. In that phase in time, the city of Konya was a scientific and cultural hub, similar to the cities of Balkh, Neishabur, and Herat. Although Bahawalat was at an advanced age, he did not turn down the invitation of the Seljuqid ruler. Jalaluddin Muhammad Molavi accompanied his ailing elderly father in this migration, which took place roughly in the year 626 AH. The capital of the Seljuqid ruler warmly welcomed Bahawalat and his family. It is said that the Seljuqid ruler even personally welcomed Bahawalat and his family. A number of biographies point out that several traders and the pious residents of city of Konya traveled to the outskirts of this city in order to accord a warm welcome to Bahawalat and his son. It is said that the ulama and theologians of city of Konya were gladdened to welcome Bahawalat to their city. Meanwhile, the Seljuqid ruler convened a luxurious gathering in the presence of the leading figures and ulama of the city, honoring the arrival of Bahawalat to Konya. In Konya, Bahawalat resided in a school despite his invitation by a number of leading figures of this city to reside in their homes. One of the associates of the Seljuqid ruler built a school for Bahawalat. At this point in time, the city of Konya was the hub of Farsi-speaking poets, scientists and authors, and the Arabic language was only used for correspondence with the Caliph of Baghdad and the rulers of Sham and Egypt. The spoken language of the courtiers was Farsi, while the ulama, Sufis, poets and historians also conversed and wrote in this language. It is also said that the majority of the residents of this city conversed in Farsi language. Bahawalat, who had reached an advanced stage, could no longer hold regular preaching sessions. However, his remaining preaching sessions were highly popular. The mystics, theologians and elderly residents of Konya were highly interested in his preaching sessions. Ultimately, Bahawalat passed away at the age of 83 in the year 628 AH. The Seljuqid ruler officially announced a week of public mourning to mark the sad departure of Bahawalat, while the ulama and leading figures of this Konya city paid homage to this late acclaimed mystic and preacher. Dear listeners, thanks for tuning in today and don't forget to follow us with another episode that will be brought to you by IRIB English Radio.